among the performers at Ravinia this coming summer. It's this guy. It's Kenny Loggins, who I think this is his last year of touring. Eric Soderstrom is Ravinia's senior artistic director. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Who doesn't love Ravinia? I mean, I imagine that you get people coming from literally all over the world to sit under the stars to watch performers do what they do at Ravinia.
Absolutely. It's an international destination, and last year we had someone from every state came to Ravinia.
Really? Even the state of confusion, the one that I live in. All right, so there's a long list. We can't go through them all. We don't have time on the radio. You can go to Ravinia's website of A-list performers that are coming to Ravinia. But you have some other events that aren't talked about enough, I don't think, and some changes going on, and I want to talk about one of those changes. One is the so-called, it's been called for years, the Ravinia train, and it goes right up. They drop you off literally at the front door, or the back door, of Ravinia, and you walk right into the venue. And that's been great for people that live in the city for many, many years now. But I'm told there's a change that is going to make anyone who lives in the city that takes the Ravinia train really smile.
Yeah, it's a fantastic renewed partnership we have with Metra, where your Ravinia concert ticket is a free round-trip Metra ticket to the performance. So we rolled it out last year. It gained a lot of momentum, and so much that we're keeping it in place permanently now. And all you need to do is display your digital concert ticket to the conductor on the train, and you're all set.
You don't have to pay. You get a train ride. I mean,
it's free.
Yeah, it was never particularly expensive. I don't remember what it was. I've taken the Ravinia train many times over the years. But, you know, who doesn't like something for free? I love that. And a lot of people then go early. They kind of picnic early. And or go to the restaurants, of which there are several choices right there, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the tradition at Ravinia is our beautiful park and our beautiful lawn area. So, of course, you can bring whatever you want. You can unload your refrigerator into your cooler and bring that along with your chairs and your blanket and picnic setup and food and beverage and set up and do your party on the lawn. Or if you want to leave all of the heavy lifting to us, you can rent your chairs and your picnic setup from us online ahead of the performance. And then we have four different restaurants on site here that you can choose from. There's a easy grab-and-go restaurant that has pizzas and burgers and French fries. There's a lawn bar with some tasty beverages. There is the Park View, which is fine dining. And then we also have a chef's table restaurant, which is buffet-style eating. So enough food for any type of appetite at Ravinia.
Mm-hmm. And you could bring, if people don't know, your alcoholic beverage of choice in as well, which
yes,
is something else that makes Ravinia really unique and special. And it's kind of the vibe, but it's also so family-friendly. And this year, I don't know if you've done it before. You probably have, and I maybe just didn't notice. But this year, you have some outdoor movies scheduled.
Yeah, the movies are a big hit, and really excited about our offerings this year, the first being Encanto. This will be the Chicagoland premiere of the film live with orchestra. The Chicago Philharmonic will play the score, and we'll broadcast the movie onto video screens throughout the entire park. This is on August 27th at 6 p.m.
Muy bien. So you have a good view no matter where you are in the park?
Absolutely. You know, we've got a couple permanent video screens already for all of our performances, and then for the films, we add a few more, including one massive screen on the lawn. It's literally 50 feet wide by 30 feet tall, all LED, and you can see that screen from virtually anywhere in the park.
Now, explain how this is done, because there's music, of course, in the movie. If you're not familiar with the Encanto, it's fun to watch. Family-friendly, of course, but if there's music already in the movie and you've got an orchestra playing the music, how does that coincide? How does that work?
Yeah, it's interesting. The studios are able to pull the music out of the film and put the charts together separately, which, by the way, Encanto is the songs were written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who we all know so well. And the music was scored, this is the first time a full-featured Disney film was scored by a woman. Her name's Germaine Franco, and she's won some awards for it. But in any event, the score is pulled out of the film itself, put into charts for the orchestra, and they play along with the conductor to the movie. The conductor has the film in front of him on his podium so he can follow along and cue the orchestra as to when to play, and it makes for a really fun live experience for the film.
As long as the conductor doesn't sneeze, because the conductor is watching it and his arms are moving up and down, doing what conductors do, and then goes, achoo! Now he's off beat. So we hope...
it becomes a permanent part of the film at that point.
Yes, yes. So tell me about some of the other movies.
Yeah, so Jurassic Park is celebrating its 30th anniversary this year, and so we'll have that just a few days after Encanto on August 29th, and that is filmed by, scored by John Williams, who we all know with his other famous scores he's done in Hollywood over the years, and so excited to have the 30th anniversary of that return. And then in addition to the films, we have an entire line of kids programming that we're really proud of, which is led off by an event called National Seminario Ravinia. This is a free event, and it's on July 8th. And this is the coming together of students from around the country. They're coming into Chicago, and they are rehearsing side-by-side with the Chicago Philharmonic for a few days, and then it culminates in a concert on July 8th here at Ravinia. Maren Alsop is our chief conductor, and she's leading this program along with our Reach, Teach, Play music education programs. And like I said, it's a collaboration with the Chicago Philharmonic. So a coming together of a lot of different musicians, all in the effort to promote music education and to have another free event at Ravinia.
Among the text, did I hear correctly, first kids movie is August 27th. Most, if not all, suburban schools will already be back in session, says the texter.
Yeah, that's right. This is a Sunday. And it's at 6 o'clock, so the hope is that you can still come out, see the film, and be home and in bed to get a good night's sleep for school the next day.
Oh, I didn't know whether you meant the adult or the kid being in bed at 6 o'clock. I don't know. All right. Kids events that you want to highlight?
Yeah, absolutely. Our normal series has on June 24th at 1 p.m. is Chicago's favorite Ralph's World. He's known as the Paul McCartney of kids' concerts, fun and quirky and imaginative.
Okay.
July 8th at 11 a.m. is National Seminario Ravinia, which I just mentioned with the students traveling in. July 30th, we have two performances because of the popular demand of Lori Berkner. So there's an 11 a.m. in the morning, enough time for everyone to take a nap and come back at 4:30 in the afternoon for another performance.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I plead ignorance. Who is Lori Berkner?
Lori Berkner is, so she's been coming to us for many years and essentially sells out. And so this year we're doing a double in order to accommodate all of the attention, but she really gained a lot of popularity through Nickelodeon and has some really fun songs that she sings, and it gets all the kids up and going, and including lots of different kids activities throughout the park, instrument petting zoo where children can familiarize themselves with instruments, and of course all those restaurants will be open too.
Okay, now to learn more about all the events, of which there are many, because we didn't even touch, really, on the concert events, every one from Train to Kenny Loggins to John Legend to the Isley Brothers to the, I could go on forever, but instead of me doing that, tell us the website.
Ravinia.org, simple enough, and tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., all of these tickets go on sale. And it's exclusively through that website. So if you're interested in coming, even those performances that are free, you still need a ticket. So please come to our site tomorrow morning and get loaded up for all your summer fun at Ravinia.
go to the website and get loaded up. I don't think you quite mean it exactly that way. But the good news is there's no third-party ticket agent here, correct? So are we going to be charged $4,000 extra even though the ticket is $20, as so often is the case buying concert tickets these days?
No. It's all direct through Ravinia. We produce everything ourselves here. We're an independent music festival and very proud of that. There is a nominal box office fee for some of the transactions, but some tickets under $35 have no transaction fee. So it's a very accessible place, and we welcome everyone.
Great. Well, Eric, I'm sure I'll be talking to you or someone from Ravinia more throughout the season. Thank you so very much. And yes, Monday morning, tomorrow morning, tickets go on sale. Thank you very much, Eric.
Thank you, Steve. We love WGN.
Well, we love Ravinia. Thank you so much.